Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 45, Nothing Can Separate. Hear these words from Paul, Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Notice what Paul does here. He doesn't say, I hope nothing separates me. He doesn't say, I'm asking God that it be so. He says, I am sure. That's the declaration of a man who has walked through fire, through shipwreck, imprisonment, hunger, rejection, and come out the other side, not wishing, but knowing. Paul writes this in chains, and still, certainty, not longing. Then he starts the list, and what a list it is. Death, the thing that frightens us most. Life, with all its noise and pressure, and failure, angels, rulers, powers, forces that move beyond what our eyes can see, and then things present and things to come. Paul leaves nothing out. He sweeps through every possible threat, one by one, and dismisses every single one, as if to say, what about this one? No. And this? No. Not one of them gets through. And I want to linger here for a moment, because this changes everything. Nor things present, nor things to come. That means what has not happened in your life yet, the worry that keeps you up at night, the fear of what may be coming, that is covered too. Tomorrow is already inside the promise. You will never walk into a day where the love of God does not reach. That day does not exist, but there is something even deeper. Paul says this love is in Christ Jesus. It isn't floating in the air, depending on how tightly you hold on. It is anchored in the work of Jesus, in what he has done, in who he is. The one holding on is not you, it is him. And that changes the nature of your security entirely. It does not rest on the strength of your grip. So I want to speak to whoever is in a cold day right now. A day where God feels distant. Where prayer comes out dry. Where faith is low. Listen to me. Feeling far from God is not the same as being far from God. The thermometer of emotion lies. The truth of the text does not. On cold days, the question before you is this. Do I trust what I feel, or do I trust what is written? Paul chose what was written, and what is written is this. Nothing, nothing can separate you from this love. So here is your invitation today. Before breakfast, before you reach for your phone, before the day begins, take a card, a piece of paper, whatever you have, and write in your own hand, nothing can separate me from the love of God. Then leave it somewhere. Your eyes will land all day long, on your desk, on the mirror, in your wallet, because the truth you see repeated through the hours of a day goes down deep. It becomes conviction. That is how Paul got there, and it is how you get there too. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.